What you are about to hear is a chapter from the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas, provided via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information about the entire book, please go to customprivateequity.com/book.
The Case for Private Equity. Consistently, throughout my 50 years, and the 50 years of value investing by my mentor, the success stories that we have to share, time and time again, center on private investors who ventured into the world of business with a good management team, adequate capital, and a sound idea. All of the companies listed on the world's stock exchanges are a result of some visionary leader who had a stable of investors who believed in his talent and the idea. They all have their roots in the world of advanced investing, known as private equity. More than any other group, the startup team of investors and managers are the people who truly win in the world of investing. They are also the group with the highest failure rate. This is what makes private equity investing such a fun and exciting world. Private equity investors and managers see things before other, more traditional investors. They see things that others do not, and have the foresight to take advantage of what they see. You may remember the top man at IBM saying, "I see the world demand for the microcomputer to be one." What a nearsighted statement from a man who was supposed to have vision. Bill Gates started Microsoft with an idea, a dream, and a team of technicians who did not know the first thing about marketing. They worked their way to the position they are in today following a vision for success that no one in the established marketplace shared. Along the way, they picked up some investors who believed in what they were doing and provided management and marketing skills as well as capital. When Microsoft went public, all of the original investors and principals won big, receiving at least 100 times their initial investment in less than 10 years' time. In the private equity investing world, this is a rare and wonderful home run. In the middle of the last century, Trammell Crow noticed a trend in the demand for marketing and distribution facilities in the South Central U.S. He saw that literally hundreds of company reps were coming into the Dallas marketplace annually to sell to the regional retail business community without a place to show and sell their goods. He built and managed the Dallas Market Center complex, which eventually included several large hotels, wholesale centers, and support facilities. It was a phenomenal success. He parlayed those investments into hundreds of thousands of square feet of manufacturing and distribution space, and further into a vast fortune, with properties owned and managed in every major market. Do you believe that he would have ever been successful without the proper private equity investors backing his efforts? Many investors thought he was insane. No one would ever use the massive space he had built, but his small team knew that the vision was accurate and that the program would be a tremendous success. Shortly after opening, the Market Center was totally booked, with over 1 million visitors annually. This type of success cannot happen without private equity investors. In 1999, my real estate group saw the market developing for an upscale hotel in several Texas cities. Plans were hatched, buildings were designed, and land was purchased. 7 years later, several of these markets have increased the number of hotel rooms in the marketplace by over 30%, proving that our foresight was accurate. We were ahead of our time, and many of these markets still exist and still need upscale hospitality properties. I have a high school acquaintance that started a medical billing and service company in 1998 with $1 million in capital gathered from family and investors. In 2006, his company sold for $4 billion to a major international player. In less than 10 years, each of the initial investors walked away with $1 billion in profits on an investment of $250,000. Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett followed this style of investing. In 2006, they uncovered an Israeli company who was one of the best at what they did. This company had grand plans to expand their revolutionary product line into the Far East. Mr. Buffett saw the opportunity and pounced, with an initial investment of $4 billion. He expects grand things from this investment over the next decade, and I'm going to be watching. Mr. Buffett does not participate in boom and bust type markets. He buys and builds core businesses using his experience and the talents of others, and he makes money. And I mean real money, with average returns throughout his career of over 20% on invested equity annually. These are the types of returns I wish for my partners and the types of marketplace that we research, uncover, and participate in daily.
You've been listening to the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas. It was provided for free by the author via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information and an up-to-date analysis of the economy and private equity, make sure that you are subscribed to the Custom Private Equity Podcast. You can get instructions on how to do that at customprivateequity.com/podcast.